Get 6 months of Disney Plus on us. Call
Welcome back to Project Zero. Avengers.com for details. So, Disney Plus offers
at $11.99 a month or then current price thereafter.
This is going to be an unexpected video, for sure. It's not part of the marathon. It's not part of any of the series that I've had so far.
Lo-fi and chill.
I hope it doesn't last more than 5 minutes to 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm not going to set a time frame on this. I guess I just needed to vent. It's not going to be a rant. I'm so tired of being betrayed by everyone I try to love. Everyone's not the right word, because it's not true that it's everyone. It's only people that have had the unfortunate circumstance to be born into this blood. I have plenty of loving people outside. I'm so tired of being abused, neglected, and harassed. But most importantly, aside from the fear, guilt, shame, gaslighting, manipulation, all that stuff, I'm so tired of being betrayed. When you continuously give everyone, and then even when you realize, you know, because I've been through therapy, I've been through recovery, I'm not codependent anymore. But then to have to continuously still it's not like I'm giving anymore, right? That's why it's supposed to hurt less. Because it's not like I'm providing anything. I'm no longer serving or subservient. I'm not providing or giving or any of that. They've taken away my career, my education, my sanity, my physical health, my emotional and mental health. Taken away my friends, my coworkers, my life. And I try to be responsible, and I try to be disciplined, and I try to be dutiful, and I try to keep pressing on despite all that. You know, if I can just work on myself independently. Very hard to do that when this is my fault, my responsibility, right? When you realize you've been codependent so late into the game, when you've given everything away, it's so hard to climb back up. I imagine what it would be like to not be brainwashed, to not be guilt-tripped into giving everything away, to not be told for the first 15 years of my life that I'm just a tool to serve his immortality. What a fucking weird thing for a biological father to tell his own child. It's just a tool for his own survival. That was decades ago. And even now, to have your whole household turn against you. Puppet strings, you know, that they just can't seem to be drama free. They can't just leave me alone. And now, I guess the reason why I'm making this video is I couldn't believe it. I could believe it cognitively, but I couldn't believe it emotionally. I couldn't take it. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing, emotionally speaking. The experience is different from the theoretical thought. I knew that this would happen. I thought that it was possible, and I said that it's not unlikely to happen. And when it does happen, up here, I could process it, but I couldn't process it in my heart. I know that's very symbolic. Our heart isn't our source of emotions. The source of emotions is our amygdala and all the other distributed cortical stimuli within our brain. I never thought that my sibling would become abusive. Someone I grew up with all my entire life. Towards me. I never thought he would become attention seeking. That he would try to turn against me when I rejected the advances of someone who had been such a source of pain my entire life. Never thought that he would try to control me. That he would lash out and throw temper tantrums just because I didn't get along with someone who has been such a source of pain in my life. I didn't expect that. And yet I should have. It's my fault partly, right? Because I was codependent and I spoiled them. I gave them unconditional love and kindness when I shouldn't have. I trusted them when I shouldn't have. This is partly my fault. I don't know if deserve is the right word, that's a bit strong, but you could say that I played a part in the outcome. So at least is that, right? I can take ownership for that part. And I can't allow myself to cry anymore either. Even though I know that I'm probably somewhere down the road and it's probably gonna come out anyways. But like it hurts so much, but I can't even cry right now. You know, if they had something to say, they could have just asked me. But instead they want to throw a fit. They want to slam doors. They don't understand. Aggression is the way, not communication. Outcasting is the way, not understanding. I didn't think that the person I devoted my entire life to, stream your feelings with my brother who I treated like a son, would end up doing this. Treat yourself to 3 months for free. I was so stupid to think that he wouldn't. Tap the banner to learn more. Because the same way that I spoiled him, I spoiled my own biological guardians. It's too late. I'm also thankful enough to not be experiencing this while I was still codependent. I'm experiencing this after my codependency, so I'm not codependent anymore. So it hurts a lot less, because I know that I probably would have cliffed myself if this happened when I was still codependent. Doesn't make it less painful, of course, but no, it does make it less painful. I just contradicted myself. It's less painful, but or I don't know. Maybe it is the same as, I don't even know. It probably could be as painful as, but I just can manage it better. Never get too close to anybody. Not even your loved ones. Not even your children. sometimes not even yourself, because you don't know who you are necessarily. You identify with the wrong aspects. I know that's a mistake that I've made, and I know that basically you, the viewer and the reader, the listener, everyone else has made that mistake before, thinking they knew themselves. So it's not just about knowing the people around you, it's also about knowing yourself and making sure that you don't place too much trust on the people around you, nor on the people you see in the mirror every morning brushing your teeth. For example, I'm glad that I don't trust my codependent self anymore. I'm glad that that codependency is no longer a part of me. That the excessive caring and the excessive naivety is no longer part of who I am. And that I don't self-identify with that. And right now, I just had to confirm to me that basically it was right to also not trust even the person that I would devote my entire life to. Up to this point, up until recently. Who is and is not my friend, who I care and don't care for. It's really not of anyone's business, just like it's not any of my business who any of you care for, who you love and who you don't, who you like and who you dislike. I'm not supposed to control you and tell you who you can and cannot be friends or in love with. I expect that freedom to be reciprocated from me as well. That's not even an expectation. And it's just general freedom. No one gets to tell you who is part of your social circle and who's not. They don't know the context. They don't know what went behind the scenes in the history, what happened that led things to become the way they are now. What led to the current situation? It's a lot like that outrage that we saw on the hysteria we saw on social media so many years ago, right? Where people would make judgments based off of 30-second to 60-second clips of someone, you know, overreacting, it appeared. And then the full video came out, or, you know, the full investigation came through. And then we realized that, you know, there's a lot more context to everything. And that person who seemed like they overreacted or seemed like they were too cold or whatever didn't deserve the cancel culture, the hate that they thought they did. That everyone else who had made judgments too early on jumped to conclusions, thought that they would. So, if you wanted to know, why didn't you just ask? You want to understand why I don't want to be anywhere near or associate myself with that person. You could have just asked. I could have given you a solid answer. Not expecting you to agree. I could have given you an answer. But instead you resort to petty antics and throw a temper tantrum. That same person who you want me to get along with was just gossiping about me behind my back right in the adjacent room literally half an hour ago, loudly, obnoxiously ridiculing me. Am I supposed to accept gifts from him? Am I supposed to be continuously in a relationship with someone like this? Is that someone I'm supposed to spend my time with? And then how can you judge me for not wanting to be with someone like that? And then to go further, why do you judge? To think I worked so hard to get that person to play a fatherly figure for you. I know you didn't ask for it. That was my mistake. I've said it before. I was codependent. I didn't think that you'd band up with my abuser and then turn it against me and then become abusive yourself. Lash out at me for not wanting to be friends with someone who caused me so much pain. Took away my education, took away my life, took away my friends, my social circle, my everything. Brainwashed me to be his tool, to be subservient since I was a little child. Made me the parent of the household. Why? Can't you just leave me alone? Bad news is that I don't have a way out.
You'll be that I can foresee. Above the clouds with Porter Airlines' elevated all-economy service. Stress-free boarding, no middle seats, and free beer, wine, and premium.
The good news is
always.
I'm no longer crying anymore.
Flights, fresh meal options, free.
Not crying like I used to.
And in-seat power will enhance your travel even more. You'll love the.
I might be wrong about that because maybe I end this button and then something comes out of me that I can't control.
Actually, enjoy economy.
Traffic on Spotify brought to you by Kijiji. Blue Jays baseball in full swing. The driver on Rogers Center will be busy.
At least I know that I made the right choice.
And Lakeshore Roadwork continues eastbound, Reese to Spadina, and again Cherry Street to the Don Valley Parkway. This will slow your
during
access
my
to the Gardner Express
recovery
after Victoria
to stop caring.
Summer, lots of concerts happening at
so much
stage.
About people.
Expect heavy delays heading toward Exhibition Place. Don't wait 5 months for a
to stop loving
car.
People.
Kijiji has over 200,000 vehicles available right now. Our advice?
Who could not reciprocate that care and love. I said this in a previous video before, released probably far earlier, probably by 2 months ahead at this point. I was holding the cards. And I said that, why does it feel like I'm such a horrible person? Because it feels like I've lost my humanity. Because I don't care anymore. Doesn't that make me an awful person? I guess there's a camera, right? Am I an awful person for not caring? It's not, right? It's not. When you're an adult, care less because you can't allow people to hurt you anymore. You've been through so many pains, so many betrayals, so many struggles, oftentimes so much betrayal from the people you thought you loved most, that you just stop caring. It doesn't make you less human. It just means you're wary and wiser. You're just more guarded. To end on that note, even though I know and I can conceptualize that, it doesn't make it any easier for the raw emotion, the PA, that I can understand the theory and the knowledge and the idea of it, but it still hurts. Just the same. I know I'm supposed to look at the camera when I'm delivering something like this, right? It's supposed to be more personal. But I don't even care, right? It's like I'm not gonna. So, that's what I wanted to say. I just had to get that out, I guess. For those of you who are listening, thank you for listening or watching. I don't know what the hell this is. I'd like to reiterate that what I said earlier, halfway through the video, is that no, there's no context provided. So please don't judge or hate or make accusations or whatever. I'm here expressing in this video what I'm feeling. I'm not telling you to find who it is in my life who did this to me. Please don't do that. I absolutely affirm, don't do that. Don't be a part of the cycle of abuse. Don't perpetuate the hate, the ridicule, the mockery. Don't perpetuate the vindictiveness or the vengefulness. Don't do that. Don't do it for me. Don't do it because you've experienced something similar and want to project. Don't do that. I know that's a helpless plea. I can't control you at the end of the day, right? But that's the reason why I didn't provide any names. That's the reason why I didn't provide any context even, because it's not like, you know, I wasn't responsible. I already mentioned I was codependent. As far as I'm concerned, codependents do awful things too. I shouldn't have been the rescuer. I shouldn't have been trying to do things that I shouldn't have done. I overstepped my boundaries. And that's the reason why I'm being bitten back. The reason why they're together abusing me now is because I tried to bring them together. And I shouldn't have. It's partly my fault. So, and regardless of whose fault it is, don't seek anyone out. This video is purely for expression, because I have no one else I can express to most of the times. Everyone else is grown up, so am I. We're all adults now. Who's gonna listen? You call someone up, their schedule's full and busy. If I wanted to, I know that I still have a lot of symptoms where I just know I'm not gonna seek someone else for. I'm not gonna vent. I'm not gonna bring this negativity on someone else. So the only outlet for me here that I reasonably can do in my current state of mind is to speak out like this. What a world we live in, where such awful things can happen. But I can't be pessimistic, because there's a lot of beautiful, miraculous things that happen too. And I'll try to look forward to that so that I can just push this all aside. This is probably the fastest time I've been able to recover from something so traumatic. And the funny thing is, you know, for most people, no, I would say that it's not traumatic for them, right? Looking from the outside, you never say this traumatic. You'd have to look at it in the context of more than 30 years of interactions, and then you'd be like, oh, okay, that would be traumatizing. But for the single incident without context, it's just another, you know, you're just oversensitive. I'm just being oversensitive, right? So that's also another solution. I can just kind of laugh this off. At the end of the day, it's not like I have to make this event so much bigger. Even though the context, the situation, the history makes it clear this is a lot bigger and a lot worse than it probably would seem on a single incident standalone. The fact is, looking at it from a single standalone point, it actually does look very trivial. And that's actually a perfect way to frame it so that I can just forget about it. this is probably not the only thing. That's not a solution that I'm experiencing for the first time. This is something that I'm sure a lot of you guys do. You try to make light of something that was really, really riveting and disturbing. Particularly, most likely in some sort of really unfortunate and dysfunctional relationship in the past. I think everyone's been through something like that. Many of us multiple times. So I'll overlook this as the best that I can. And maybe I'll find a way through. I'm sorry for this heavy video.
We treat sleep like the most important.
Good news, right? So the reason why I wanted to get this off my chest is I tried to start the next video, which is Attack on Titan Season 3, Episode 22.
Helping you drift off with
Studio Gek. I couldn't start it because this just wouldn't leave my mind, you know, the incident right now. I thought I could muster through it, but I knew that I wasn't very smart because I was still frowning before the beginning of the episode, and now we can see that I'm starting to smile a little bit more after having processed everything a little bit. I know that over the next coming hour and days, that's going to come back to the surface of my mind, and because I'm still living here, the situation may get worse, because there will be future interactions. And those interactions might escalate to a place that I'm a little scared of. And I thought that I had put away my fears, overcome them, but this, I don't know what will happen. So, pretty sure I'm just over analyzing, right? I think I'm just being a little paranoid right now because just in the heat of the moment, it was so volatile, and probably it wasn't as volatile as I'm making it out to be either. Right, it's just that it was riveting in the moment, but it's really not that bad. Just take away any power of it from the event. And that's that. Okay. So I'm looking forward to reacting for the next episode. I'm sorry if the next episode, which will be released probably like 2 months ahead of this video. Anyways, this podcast, I'm sorry that it's probably not going to be as upbeat as, I'm probably not going to be reacting with the happiness and joy that I should be, but Kanpai, right? Do the best you can. I am feeling a lot better, having gotten this off my chest. To those of you who are experiencing abuse, you can make it. I'm rooting for you. I don't know your names. I don't know your faces. I don't see you. I'm looking at the camera now. I don't see you. But you can make it. You take care of yourselves.